Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number three is the power hour here on You Better You Bet. All our picks for tonight, all we did last night of the NBA was go 11-0. We're going to go 11-0 again tonight. No, we won't, because we're not going to have 11 combined bets, but we're going to do our damnedest to win as much as we possibly can
tonight.
You
know how much we're going to try? We're going to try exactly as much as we did last night and the night before and the night before.
I handicapped harder today.
Oh, you did? Put in even more effort? Yeah. Wow, that's impressive. You had another gear?
Burn the midnight oil. Look at more trends, more useless stats.
I burned like the 10-15 a.m. oil. That was the oil that I was burning. that was wake up early and you know, get the kids out of the house and then do a little bit of work on the NBA.
I got a problem right now.
Uh-oh.
I went through a prolonged stretch of playing no video games. Like, none at all, which is okay. Yep. Like, I used to love playing video games, but like now, like, I've gotten older and like with this
hashtag
job,
Yakuza.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done with the Yakuza games. Like, I just can't do it anymore. They're all exactly the same. I just can't deal anymore.
Okay.
So I signed up for Xbox Game Pass during quarantine, right? So they have like a million games on there for like $15 a month. Not all new games, but whatever. Great deal. And I never canceled it. So I went onto it like a week ago and I was like, okay, like what games are here? Let me download a new game, see if I like it. And I downloaded the new PES game, which is like the direct
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yes, which is, for my money, better than FIFA.
So I downloaded it. Used to be the name of it. I used to play Winning 11 when that was on PS2. I used to play that instead of FIFA.
And I have a franchise right now going, and I stayed up until like 2 in the morning playing it last night. So
running on, I had a moment.
I think about it during the day.
Oh, well, of course you do. But everybody who does FIFA Ultimate Team, like I have friends who are in their like early 40s who still play FIFA Ultimate Team, and they'll like text me screenshots of like, hey, this is what I just built. What do you think? It's like, it's like backline German, frontline Brazilian. I'm like, what?
But great. Like, I'm thinking about like, wow, like I came from behind to beat Real Madrid 3-2 in like the Spanish Super Cup game, and like it's keeping me up. But like, it is crazy. Like, I'm not being braggadocious here. I'm just old.
Yeah.
And like, I have responsibility. And I think sometimes I don't have the mental bandwidth to be thinking about this video game, much I'm doing it right now. So when you say like burning the 10-15 a.m. oil,
sure.
I was struggling this morning, man. I was riding the struggle bus because I did not sleep a lot because I'm up late playing this damn video game.
Well, it's also like extremely fun. It's fun to just get trapped almost in that world. Trapped is the wrong word, like sucked into that world where you don't want to leave. And it's really fun to just kind of be in there and forget about like life and life's problems, basically, and just, you know, be the manager of a soccer team. I had a moment like that. I was like, oh, I'm going to get back into video games a little bit. So I play Halo with my friends, which I've talked about on the show a bunch, for like an hour a night, 4 nights a week, something like that. Really fun. That's about all the bandwidth I have for video games. But I had this moment last week where I finished all the shows I wanted to watch. And I was like, all right, let's expand this out a little bit. Let's take on either like a video game franchise. So I was combing through everything. I played a couple kind of Xbox Live Arcade games and stuff. And I realized I'd never played an Assassin's Creed game before. And there are like 17 of them. There's so many of them. It's like the franchise that probably has the most games right now that's still going on, except Call of Duty probably has a bunch too. And I was like, all right. And in that moment, for whatever reason, a week ago, I was like, I'm going to start Assassin's Creed. Like, I'm going to start the first one and I'm going to start playing through all of them. Like, I like felt so motivated to do this, like as if I was 22 or 23 or whatever. I played an hour of the first game. This was like 7 days ago, 8 days ago. Haven't picked it up since.
Like, it's just, too much.
I just can't do it. I can't do it. I wanted to do it in that moment. I really wanted to do it. Like, I was in, I had this plan. It was going to go great. And then I played it for an hour and then I really wanted to go to sleep and then I never played it again.
And this is that adult that should be like when a kid asks, like when a kid is young, what's it like being an adult? Just be like, you can never play video games again.
Right.
Like you can't, you know what, you can't have much of fun anymore unless you go 11-0 in the NBA.
Yes,
which is awesome. Fun. In hour two of the show, Alex Christensen is going to join us, aka Noobs, talking NBA, our NFL playoff tree, if we had to guess as to what that'll be, the season were to start right now, and Eno Saris from The Athletic on Major League Baseball. But Rick, drop that NBA takeaways beat here. And Ken, let's get into our NBA playoff projections. I don't know if we've announced this yet, but I'm off the show tomorrow. I'm going to the casino. We'll talk about that later on. And then Ken is off all week next week.
Yep.
So this is the last show that Ken and I are doing together for like a week and a half. It's going to be the longest we've gone without speaking. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Right. Probably the same thing I always do.
It's so it's May 6th, which means... see 5-4-3. So the 17th will be the next time we host a show together. We're doing NBA takeaways. The best part is Monday the 17th, I think that's the 17th, is the first day we'll be doing a show together again. I believe the first play-in game is that night.
I think it's the 18th.
Sorry, that week. So the next night we'll be the point is we'll be previewing the whole playoffs when we come back, and the regular season will, I was going to say, mercifully be over, but I need to stop doing that because we just keep winning so much money. I really need to stop doing that. And I did it on Twitter last night, too. I was like, I don't want this season to end, actually, because we just keep winning and winning and winning. Anyway, playoff projections. Here we go.
All right. You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Costas Barkley. Here's how we're going to see it shaking out. Let's start, Ken, in the Eastern Conference. We'll hold the West for the next segment here. Why don't we begin with the play-in? So right now, I will give the seeds of where we're at right now with what we know. Philly, right, and we're operating as if the season ends today. So Philly's the one seed, Brooklyn the two. The 3-6 matchup would be Milwaukee versus Boston. The 4-5 matchup would be the Knicks as the four versus Atlanta, the five. And then we have to determine who plays Philly in the 1-8 and who plays Brooklyn, Ken, in the 2-7.
That's correct. And as a result of doing that, we can start with the East play-in games. And for people who, and this maybe this is the best service we'll do as a part of this segment, a reminder of the structure of the play-in tournament, which is very unconventional. It essentially works to give a huge advantage to the 7 and 8 seeds and a huge disadvantage to the 9 and 10 seeds as a result of having worse records during the regular season. Rewards the 7 and 8 for having a better record. How does it do that? Well, it makes it double elimination for both of them and single elimination for the 9 and 10. So 7 will play 8. 7 will host the game, and 9 will play 10, and 9 will host the game. Winner of 7-8 becomes a playoff team. Then it's loser of A, winner of B becomes the 7 seed, and then we figure out the 8 seed with winner of the 9-10 and loser of the 7-8 against each other. Does that sound confusing? Great, we're going to do it right now. It'll make a lot more sense. So the 7-8, which we can do first, I don't think it matters which one we go in order, would be Charlotte at Miami is the first play-in game. I can tell you, just projection wise, so I tried pretty hard to create some numbers for some of these. Some of them are impossible because of injuries. And for Charlotte, the only question would be, is Gordon Hayward ready to play by this game? All indications are that he is quote unquote, like not close to being ready to return. That would affect the projection for the game in a pretty significant way. And right now he's not playing. With him out, I have Miami as a 7.5 point favorite with a total of 216.
Okay.
Well, these teams just played in Charlotte, and I think it closed Miami 5.5, and Charlotte had more guys injured. So it's kind of like a little bit of an in-between number with that and a bunch of – I tried to use season-long data as well. So anyway, I would have Miami obviously a significant win probability to advance as well. For the purposes of a bracket, I would clearly advance them. From a betting standpoint, I think the number is like – I think if the number was in that range, it would be very appropriate.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, so we'll advance Miami and we can kind of move on here. Pacers and Wizards would be the 9-10.
Yep. Washington at Indiana, which is important because I think.
How about Bjorkren melting down, man? This is.
Well, and this is assistant coach getting suspended. I mean, there's like a lot of stuff going on here. So, So I think this is fascinating because, like, who's playing for Indiana in that? Like, they've had, obviously, like, Turner's out. Brogdon has been not playing a lot recently. They're in shambles. I would actually even, and this
they
is
all
not
hate the coach.
That's also a fair point. So I was going to say, that's not even in, like, my raw number doesn't have a coach hatred metric. I would have the Wizards as a 2-point favorite on the road in a play-in game, which is pretty wild given that they're the Wizards and that they've done what they've done this year. Like, to be a favorite in a road playoff game, I know it's Indiana, but, like, literally against anybody would be pretty crazy.
What would you have the total at? 285?
237.5.
Oh, over.
In a playoff game, I'm not actually sure that's true, which is very interesting.
But these aren't these aren't normal teams. These are like dumb teams.
And not a normal game, though, right?
I guess.
Like, I know what Indiana's been doing recently, but if, first of all, if different players are playing too, like if both teams full strength, I think they're going to behave differently. I think these games are going to behave differently. We have a series coming up that I think that applies to also in the West, where it's like, well, what are the totals going to be like over every game? I'm just like, I don't know if that's true. So anyway, I would have the Wizards advancing. I would have them as higher win probability to advance out of the game. I'm going to guess you're the same, Nick.
Yes, and then I've got the Wizards beating the Hornets and the Wizards getting the 8 seed.
You have the Hornets advancing out of the other game?
No. So the Heat win, right? The Heat beat the Hornets.
Yeah, so the Heat win and get the 7.
So the Heat become the 7, and then the Hornets
play. And then Charlotte plays Washington, which you're absolutely right. And I actually have it simulated down here, and I confused myself, which is really funny. What would you have the number in that game, Washington at Charlotte, for the last playoff spot?
I think Washington has to be favored if Gordon Hayward doesn't play, right?
I think they have to be favored by like a good amount too, by the way.
What, 4?
Yep.
3.5?
I have it 4.5.
Okay.
Like if it's like 1 or 2, I'm like, how could you ever not bet Washington in the game?
You had, okay. I would just bet Washington money line and just
right.
Like,
now if Hayward plays, everything gets affected a little bit.
Correct.
And if you told me Charlotte's like all of a sudden fully healthy, everyone says they feel great and they're hosting the game. Okay, great. Now I can hear an argument for like pick maybe or something, or like maybe Charlotte by 1 or something like that. But,
no Hayward.
I'm just going by the, like his walking boot came off, but like that's a long, like we're not far away. Like it's like the games are happening really soon. Like we're less than 2 weeks. I don't know. Maybe he comes back. Maybe he doesn't. I think it'll be interesting. I also have Washington advancing to get the last spot. So Miami 7, Washington 8 would be us completing the playoff bracket, if I'm correct.
Yep. So that would mean the first round matchups in the Eastern Conference would be Philly, Washington 1-8, Knicks, Hawks 4-5, Bucks, Celtics 3-6, and Nets Heat 2-7. Yeah. And I can't wait to hear people talk themselves into betting Miami in that series against the Nets.
I agree. Why don't we start at the top and just kind of go from there with Washington and Philly, if that works for you. So Philly, the 1, hosting Washington, the 8, making a number on even game 1 of this series, I think is interesting because like Washington's already playing all of their, like their 2 superstar players are playing the absolute limit of their minutes basically already, or playing a lot of minutes. Philly gets to kind of ramp up all of their star minutes as a result. And I came up with a series price of Philly minus 700, Washington plus 500 is, I think, something reasonable that we could see open. But I will be very interesting, like, is there actually, if Washington gets through those 2 games, and we know that the run that they've been on, we know the credit they've been getting in the market in some of these games, like, is this closer than I somehow think it is? I'd really doubt that. Like, I think if anything, this actually is a little higher. But I kind of settled in that range. Yeah.
The answer is no, but I would probably bet Washington in a lot of the single games.
Sure. I think,
but they would not win. But they would not win the series, or I think come close to it. I think maybe they get it to 6. I think more likely they lose in 5.
I tried to come up with a spread projection for what I thought like game 1, game 2 in Philly would be like. I came up with something like 7.
I was going to say 8 probably.
Yeah, 7.5. I think makes a lot of sense.
And I bet the Wizards.
Well, and that's the funny thing. What's Washington's thing been the whole year? Keep it close and lose against every elite team.
Night one of the regular season was Wizards Sixers in Philadelphia. The line was like Sixers minus 7.5, and the Wizards almost won.
Kept it close and lost. And then they played the Nets, did the same thing later. I mean, it's just, this has been we bet this last night. Like, we did this already. The other interesting thing, and I mentioned this last night with the handicap, all of those games, Wizards versus elite opposition, and we bet this last night as well, all have like flown over their total. And you're not going to get a super high total in a game with Philly in it, with how they're going to play, especially a playoff game. Like my game 1 total right now is 229. So like, kind of interesting, really interesting series dynamics there. Do you agree that Philly would be at least a minus 700 favorite? Do you think it'd be more or less?
I mean, I think 700 should be like the over-under point total for Joel Embiid in the series.
Well, that's been the argument every time the teams have played, but I mean, the Wizards have managed to kind of cover and at least hang around in all those games. Very fascinating. I would have Philly advancing. I'm going to guess you would also have Philly advancing.
Yeah, give me Washington. Yes,
right. Let's blow it up already. Let's do it.
Do you want to go down to Nets Heat here next? Here we don't.
No, have let's do. Left in do Philly, let's do Atlanta Knicks. Like, I think we can do. Do you think we can do that, or do you want to? Or you
yeah,
have a lot of?
We don't have a lot of time here. But yeah, what would you have the series price at?
Knicks. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Knicks minus 140.
130, yeah. Hawks okay. Plus 110. I would have. I mean, game one.
I was going to say minus 140 plus 120 would have been my guess.
I think the Knicks could be like. I think the home team could be a tiny favorite in every single game, basically. Four? And I think that, like, I think it's like no, like less, like two. Okay. Yeah. So, and I think depending on the series, like, kind of pivoting back and forth. I have the Knicks advancing in seven, just because they have home court. But it's an incredibly evenly rated series, even by my numbers.
Yeah, I think the series would go seven.
I agree.
For sure. And I'm actually starting to get nervous as a fan, like thinking about this stuff, which is awesome. It really is. Knicks Hawks, we'll talk more about that. Bucks Celtics, Nets Heat, and then we'll turn our attention to the West NBA playoff projections next.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, let's continue our NBA playoff projections, Ken, with the Knicks and the Hawks. So you were saying you would have the Knicks around minus 130. We both agree the series would go seven. We both like the Knicks to advance. Actually, I would probably make a bet like series goes seven games or over number of games in the series.
Sure. Man, it makes a ton of sense. You know, the Knicks have been a great story, but the Thibodeau playoff record, not awesome. And frequently his teams kind of run out of gas in these situations. Can they get by Atlanta? Sure. Is it going to be interesting? Absolutely. I could definitely see the line in each game just being bet according to who everyone thinks needs the game more, like from pick out to three, the next game for the team that's now
like
hosting
Knicks
the game.
Knicks game one, Hawks game two, Knicks game three, et cetera.
Right, exactly. Knicks game five and seven for sure. And Hawks game six, like those will just be like that home team will be installed as a favorite of a couple points, even if it's not, you know, in a vacuum, that's not the correct number. I think it'll be like a momentum kind of a bet series with small numbers. Yeah. And Knicks in game seven will obviously on the money line will take a bunch of money, I think, because people will want to bet them to advance. So we'll see.
I'm not ready for this as a fan.
It's going to be an interesting ride. Yeah, it is. It's going to be crazy. I haven't thought about the series on like a player driven level yet. So we can't really talk about it, which is probably good because we have like 19 more playoff series to go through.
Okay. So let's go back down to the 3-6 Ken, which is Milwaukee and Boston.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to not have Milwaukee be a sizable favorite in the series. My game one number is Milwaukee by six. I would make them a minus 500 favorite in the series with Boston plus 400.
Yeah, Milwaukee wins the series in five games. Maybe six maximum disease. I don't even think like the Boston knows.
Yeah, I can give length of series too now with the projection. So I would have Sixers beating the Wizards in five. I would have the Knicks beating the Hawks in seven. And I would have the Bucks beating the Celtics in five.
Yep, I think we're simpatico on that. All right, so we can move on. We advance Milwaukee to the second round, and then we go to Nets Heat, which is interesting because I'm sure a lot of people will talk themselves into Miami for various reasons. Coach Spo over Steve Nash, you know, Jimmy Butler and the Heat getting to the NBA Finals last year. Nets haven't proven it yet. So there will be a lot of people that are going to take Miami here and probably do it really loudly and stupidly.
Yeah. I think the first thing we need to answer in terms of making a number is James Harden playing in game one or not? If he is, I really don't have the data to make a number I'd feel confident in for what the point spread should be. Honestly, if he plays, like based on what? What am I making this number based on? Okay, all three guys are going to play 40 minutes. Okay, so like what? They're what, 8 in the game? Like something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, we've ended up with a lot of series. I think Washington, Philly, maybe. But like Boston, Milwaukee, this series, these kind of like 6 to 8 point spread home game ones. And then what is the series price? Is it similar to Milwaukee, Boston, which I have -500 +400? I could see something like that. And then there's also a part of me that's like, if we know Harden's playing in game one, before we see them play, are the Nets a way bigger favorite to win the series than that? And then if we see it and it's like, oh, this doesn't look good, then you kind of see like, this would be the series I would project where you could see the most movement based on literally just watching game one of the series.
So maybe like the Heat win game one, we get it.
And then it would be, you would actually see big movement, I think. I think you could actually see big, depending on if it is it driven by health, like they just don't look right. Like Harden especially doesn't look right. That's going to be, it's the one where I spent the most time on, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know what this is going to be. The Nets are going to open as a big favorite, but like, where are we going to end up even 2 days into the series? I think that's going to be fascinating.
So what would you do?
Oh, I mean, I would have the Nets advancing, but number of games of the series, like I could see this being a 7-game series, honestly. I really think it could go a long way. And the Nets have kind of proven those teams like the Nets that like let every bad team hang around, like don't put together these like insane winning streaks, haven't had cohesion or players together. I find it very unlikely this would be a short series with that in mind.
Kyrie different.
He needs to be different if they're going to win the series, but.
With the stupid emoji with the smoke.
Yeah.
Kyrie different. All right. Do we want to go to the West here, or do we want to play the rest of this out in the East?
Well, let's play the East out quickly because I've got to save time for the West.
It's Philly Sixers, Knicks and Bucks Nets.
Yeah. Philly would be, I mean, as big of a favorite over the Knicks as they were over Washington, basically. Like, almost exactly the same. I would have the Sixers winning in 5. I don't think it would be a very competitive series.
I think it would be a competitive series.
Okay. Good news is, I would say, pretty likely we will get the opportunity to bet on that.
Because I think the Knicks will sucker Philly into playing like their style, lower scoring defense. I think it would honestly be like a defensive war. And I think the Knicks could steal a couple games, maybe get it to 6. In my wildest dreams, I would love to see a game 7. But I think the Knicks could be competitive. I don't think they would win the series, but I think the Knicks could be competitive in the series.
Okay. I mean, I disagree, but I think the good news is I think we're going to see this play. I really think we're going to get this series. I think we're going to see it play out. So maybe we can kind of like just see how it goes, and we'll have a lot of opportunities to bet on those outcomes, which will be great. Bucks, Nets, we've kind of gone over this already previously with Brooklyn hosting the series right now. I would have Brooklyn installed as like something like, I would say like, if James Harden is playing, I would have Brooklyn as about like a -190, -200 favorite in the series, something like that. If he is not playing, like, and how did series one look? I think we could see something like Nets -130, Bucks +110. If they look terrible and they barely get by Miami and Harden's not playing, I mean, those are kind of your range of options. I think it's tough to say right now. I'm assuming James Harden's going to be ready for game one. If that's true, I still like Brooklyn in the series, and we can go over kind of that when that series happens, which it will. We can go over a lot more stuff at that point. So I would have Sixers Nets in the conference finals. And right now, just based on the current lay of the land, everything we see right now, I think I would have the Sixers slightly more likely to advance to the NBA finals, but it'd be very close.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.